Track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. And the first one is from Peter Scott via email. Nigel Farage's new Britannia card is being sold as taking from the rich to give to the poor, Robin Hood style. But is it? To me, it looks more like a massive tax break for wealthy foreigners, not available to British citizens. The Brits in this scheme have to make do with a few quid a year to trick them into selling out their own interests. Under the plan, rich foreigners can pay £250,000 up front and avoid inheritance tax and tax on overseas income for 10 years. That one-off payment might fund around £600 a year for some low-income Brits. Crumbs, while the ultra-rich save millions. This is from a party promising zero net migration, yet it actively invites rich foreigners to settle here tax-free. It's a reversal of Labour's effort to scrap non-dom loopholes and a slap in the face to British taxpayers. The estimated hole in public finances, £334 billion, that's money lost to the NHS, potholes not repaired, schools crumbling. And who would have their taxes raised to compensate? Why, British taxpayers, of course. How does this help ordinary Brits? It doesn't. It's a con dressed up in patriotic branding. A banquet for the global elite, sold with pocket change for the poor. Farage claims to stand up for Britain and the British workers, but this policy sells both out. Did he create it on the back of a fag packet after a boozy lunch? Reform voters, now at 34% in the polls, the same as what produced Labour's landslide. Are you really buying this? Is this really the kind of PM you want?
Our Climate Crisis Choices, sent in by Dilys Morgan. Recent trustworthy scientific research shows the Earth heating far faster than previously predicted, causing more heat waves, droughts, wildfires, extreme weather, floods, and crop failures. Moving forward, these will worsen, along with rising seas threatening cities like London. The increasing risk is a societal breakdown and an increasingly uninhabitable future. Hell on Earth, eventually. Vital insect populations have already declined by up to 80% since the 1970s, disrupting food chains and hastening biodiversity loss. Scientists have been warning for decades of a sixth mass extinction, severely threatening the survival of all species, including humanity. It is now well underway. Yet this outcome is not inevitable. As David Attenborough recently demonstrated in his latest epic film, Ocean, even oceans pushed to the brink can recover faster than we had ever imagined, just as blue whale numbers recovered well from the edge of extinction after the ban on commercial whaling in 1986. The NEP estate's rewilding success and Costa Rica's forest revival in the 1980s show how nature on land can regenerate quickly when given a chance. COVID demonstrated reduced emissions. However, rethinking and real action are needed, not just talk and pretense. We face a clear choice. Continue prioritizing industrial expansion and short-term profits for its rich corporations, very often not our friends, or stop destructive practices and allow nature to rewild, recover, and rejuvenate, which could transform and dramatically increase humanity's ability to survive in the decades to come. Right now, we are accelerating down the destructive path. Instead, for regeneration to take off, it must inspire hearts, minds, and policy, starting with you and me, simply caring. It must shape all our actions. politics must focus on restoration and defend against those who profit from destruction and cause devastation in return for an income stream. Please, let's choose life.
Crisis in Cameroon deepens. A letter sent in by Claire Leeson. Each year, the Norwegian Refugee Council publishes a report of the world's most neglected displacement crisis. It considers levels of humanitarian funding, media attention, and political engagement to end conflict. For the first time, Cameroon topped the list, followed by Ethiopia, Mozambique, and Burkina Faso. At the International Disaster Relief Charity Shelterbox, we specialise in emergency shelter for people who've been uprooted by conflict or disaster. We are responding to the four most neglected crises. Raising awareness and funds is difficult, but crucial. Armed conflict, flooding, drought, and the worst rainy season in decades has left more than 1 million people in Cameroon internally displaced. People have been left with few ways to make a living, and food insecurity has soared. In 2024, humanitarian funding for the crisis was less than half what was needed. Minaweo Camp, in the country's far north region, was opened in 2013 for refugees fleeing violence in Nigeria. Built for 35,000 people, today more than 75,000 people live there, with many more just outside the camp. Some have been there for 10 years or more. Since 2015, Shelterbox has supported over 250,000 people in and around Minaweo. We're one of the main shelter providers in the far north region of Cameroon. We began with tents and household items, later providing tarpaulins and rope so families could repair damaged shelters. Since 2023, with our local partner, Public Concern, we've been making small but important changes to the design of shelters based on feedback from local people. This includes better ventilation to reduce daytime temperatures inside them. I'll be heading to the far north region this month, where we'll be exploring further changes to improve living conditions and ensure shelters are more resilient to heavy rains and harsh climate.